Title: Groove Changes Every 16 Bars Advanced. All right, let's get into some advanced drum and bass arrangement thinking. Groove changes every 16 bars. Because in rolling DNB, the loop is the drug. But what separates a nice loop from a record is the illusion that the groove keeps evolving, even when the core is basically the same. Today you're going to build a 64-bar drum arrangement that loops clean, but shifts its feel every 16 bars in a way you can actually feel, not just see on the grid. Here's the plan. 4 phrases, each 16 bars. Bars 1 to 16 is your home groove. Tight, stable, confident. Bars 17 to 32 is a lift. Same idea, but more propulsion. Bars 33 to 48 is the switch. A noticeable groove change without breaking the roll. Bars 49 to 64 is tension and controlled chaos, then a clean reset back to bar 1. And the big mindset that makes this work: pick a groove constant and protect it. Choose one or two things that do not change across all 64 bars. The most common choice is the snare sample and the snare timing. That anchor is what lets you get wild everywhere else without the listener feeling lost. Step 0. Set up the session so your edits actually land. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'll use 174. Set the grid to 16ths and keep the triplet toggle available because you may want a quick drag or flam. Make a drums group and inside it separate tracks for kick, snare, closed hats, open hats or rides, percussion and ghosts, and optionally a break layer. Grouping matters because you'll automate the group across phrases, and that's one of the cleanest ways to make a groove change feel intentional. Now step 1. Build the home groove, bars 1 through 16. Start with kick and snare like a proper DNB grid. Put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton's MIDI timing, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 inside the bar. For the kick, go on 1.1.1, and then place a second kick around the third beat area. A common roller placement is around 1.3.3, but you can experiment between 1.3.1 and 1.3.3 depending on how you want the push. Now hats. This is your rolling engine. Put closed hats on straight 1/16 notes, but do not let the velocities be the same. If you do nothing else in this entire lesson, do this. Shape velocities. Accents on the offbeats, lighter taps in between. That alone makes the loop breathe. Then ghost notes, subtle, not loud. A classic move is very quiet snare ghosts right before your main snare hits. Think of them as little anticipations, not extra snares trying to be heard. Put them sparingly and keep them low enough that you miss them when they're muted, but you don't explicitly notice them when they're on. Quick sound shaping on the drum bus using stock tools. Drop drum bus on the group. A little drive, say 5-15%. Boom is optional, and in DNB you need to be careful. Too much boom smears the low end and steals space from the sub. Use the damp control to keep hats crisp. Then saturator after it, soft clip-on, maybe 1-4 dB of drive, and EQ8 to keep the low end clean. High-pass hats and percussion somewhere around 200-400 Hz, and if the top end is biting, a small notch in the 6-10K zone can save your ears. Your goal for bars 1-16 is stability. It should feel undeniably locked. No gimmicks yet. Step 2. Turn one good phrase into 4 intentional groove scenes. In arrangement view, duplicate your 16 bars until you have 64. Label them A, B, C, and D. A is home, B is lift, C is switch, D is tension and fill. And here's a teacher rule. You are not writing random fills. You're designing phrase identity. One signature change per phrase is usually enough. If you change everything every 16 bars, it doesn't feel advanced. It feels indecisive. Step 3. Phrase B, bars 17 to 32, propulsion without clutter. First lever, groove pool swing, but controlled. Open the groove pool and pick a swing 16 groove. Something like 16-65 or 16-67 is a good starting point. Apply it mainly to hats, percussion, and maybe ghost notes. Try not to swing your main snare placement, because that's your anchor. Set the groove amount subtle, somewhere like 10-25%. If you hear obvious lurching, you went too far. Second lever, velocity shaping, deeper. Make every other 1/16 hat slightly louder. Then pick a couple hats late in the bar and lower their velocity, so it feels like the groove leans back for a split second. That contrast creates movement without adding notes. Third lever, micro variation. One or two note changes per bar, max. A tiny hat flam once every bar or two. Or one extra ghost before the second snare every two bars. Or swap a closed hat to a slightly open hat on an offbeat. Small moves, big feel. And if you want it to sound more awake without writing more, add subtle parallel grit. Create a return or a parallel chain with saturator or drive like 4 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. Add drum bus for extra bite. Then EQ8 and high pass it around 200 to 400 so you're only distorting mids and tops. Send hats and percussion lightly. If the parallel is obvious, it's too loud. You want the groove to feel more urgent, not more crowded. Step 4. Phrase E. Bars 33 to 48. Now we switch the feel in a way the listener actually notices. A good approach is to change the hat engine. If you've been doing straight 1/16 hats, start making holes. Remove some predictable hits so negative space becomes the groove. Then add a different pulse layer, maybe an offbeat ride pattern, or an open hat on a different subdivision. The key is you're not changing the snare anchors, you're changing what the ear is riding on. Another classic option here is a break layer for just these 16 bars. Drop a break into simpler or onto an audio track. High pass it around 150 to 300 Hz so it stays out of your kick and sub. Then either chop it into hits or gate it rhythmically so it adds microtiming texture. Keep it low in the mix. The break is there to add feel and grain, not to fight your main snare. You can also do snare ghost conversation in this phrase. Write a ghost pattern that feels different, like quiet ghosts on 1.2.3 and 1.4.3, and instead of manual nudging, consider using groove timing or delay amount so it stays consistent and repeatable. And here's a fun stock trick, beat repeat on hats only. Put beat repeat on a hat layer or duplicate hats to a separate track. Set it to interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance around 10 to 20%, small variation. Then mix it super low. This makes the hats feel alive, but not like a glitch track. Step 5. Phrase D. Bars 49 to 64. Tension, escalation, and a reset that loops cleanly. Start subtractive. For the first half, bars 49 to 56. Slightly reduce the constant hats. Less density makes the listener feel anticipation. Then bars 57 to 64. Bring the energy back and introduce your transition markers. For fills, use DNB Save Frameworks. A quick snare drag, like 2/32 hits before the main snare, is classic and doesn't destroy the groove. And on the very last bar, bar 64, do a short tom or percussion run, or a filtered break slice. Keep kick and snare anchors intact unless you intentionally want the floor to disappear. Now the advanced part, change the groove perception with automation, not rewriting. I made an auto filter on hats and percussion, so the cutoff opens gradually, like 6K up to 12K through the phrase. That's the brightness lever. Automate utility width on the high hat layer only. For example, go from 80% to 120%, but keep kick and snare mono and centered. Stereo discipline is what keeps the roller feeling strong. Automate drum bus transient slightly up into the fill so the drums feel like they're leaning forward. And the reset trick at the loop point. Make bar 1 feel like a fresh downbeat. A tiny move like removing the last little hat in bar 64 can create space so bar 1 hits harder. Or add a short reverb tail that dies before it masks the downbeat. You want continuity, but you also want impact. Now let's lock the arrangement logic, so this doesn't become random edits. Phrase is stable and minimal. Phrase B is swing and ghost lift. Phrase C is texture or hat engine switch. Phrase D is tension, automation, and a transition marker. One signature change per phrase. You can do more, but if you do more, be deliberate and keep the anchor protected. Let's cover the most common mistakes so you don't waste an hour and end up with a loop that feels worse. First, changing kick and snare anchors too much. In rolling DNB, stability is the drug. If the anchor moves, the whole record feels less confident. Second, swinging the entire drum bus. Swing hats, percussion, ghosts. Keep the snare placement solid. Third, overfilling every 4 bars. If everything is a fill, nothing is a fill. Fourth, neglecting velocities. Identical hat velocities will make even the best sample pack sound like a spreadsheet. And fifth, letting the break layer have low end. Break should add mid and high groove, not wreck sub clarity. Now a couple pro-level coach notes to make this feel like a record. Think in energy math, not more notes. Every 16 bars, you can change one of 3 levers: density, brightness, or perceived urgency. Urgency can come from transients and microtiming. If you push just one lever per phrase, the listener still perceives a full groove change. Also, separate swing from push. Swing is a repeating pattern, like the groove pool. Push or drag is phrase attitude. Try using track delay on one layer for one phrase, like hats at -5 milliseconds for phrase C so it leans forward, then return it to zero. That's a grown-up move because it's consistent and it's audible. And here's a test that tells you if your change is real. Turn your monitoring way down to whisper level. If you still feel the 16 bar turn, it's groove. If it disappears, it was just detail. Workflow tip so you stay organized. Make one clip per layer per phrase, color code them, and name them by the reason they differ. Like hats B swing, perk C holes, snare D drag. This prevents the classic problem where you've done a bunch of edits and you can't explain why anything changed. Quick practice routine you can do in 20 to 30 minutes. Build one tight 1-bar roller groove. Extend it to 16 bars and perfect the velocities, levels, and tone. Duplicate to 64 bars. Then apply exactly 2 changes per phrase. For phrase B, groove pull swing on hats, and one extra ghost pattern. For phrase C, break texture or ride layer, and hat holes. For phrase D, automation like filter and width and transients, and a last bar marker event. Then export audio, listen away from the DAW, and see if you can feel each 16 bar shift without hearing obvious edits. Recap. Build a rock solid home groove first. Duplicate into 4 16 bar phrases and give each phrase a clear identity. Use groove tools like groove pool, velocities, microtiming, texture layers, and automation to evolve without breaking the roll. And always protect the groove constant, so the listener feels one track that's leveling up every 16 bars. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, like rollers, jump hop, jungle, tech step, or neuro, I can suggest a specific 64-bar groove map with exact hat and ghost placements that match that vibe.